It's time to hack the movies. Today, we're talking about tapes with Tony and Newt and What's-Her-Face. Talking about tapes.
Oh, hello, Trisha Newt. How are you?
Oh, that's... I thought you were Crystal for a second. I'm sorry.
No, 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 it's Trisha. From Trisha's Italy.
Yes, I know. I know. TikTok. I was making a joke.
Check out Trisha's Italy on TikTok. Sorry, guys. I was reading my 2001 issue of Movie Line with Jennifer Love Hewitt that I still have because I had an unhealthy crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt. Although, I mean, can you blame me?
What do you still do with that?
Nothing.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Actually been on the top of the set for like 2 years.
Oh, that's why the pages are all stuck together. It's been up there.
Hey,
I get it.
That's gross.
I know what you did last summer.
You do?
Well, I know what you guys did last summer.
Yeah, I spent it with you. We hung out here doing shit.
I know what you did last summer.
I was in Florida.
You did jack shit. Everyone did jack shit last summer, which is why I thought it. I was thinking of doing like a skit for this. Like where we did a crime, like, oh wait, no one did anything last summer.
Yeah. Then we would have gotten away with it.
Yeah, we could have gotten away with it. Yes, I know what you did last summer from 1997.
Yep.
I want to point out, I put this tape on for the first time in many, many years. They rushed the sequel out to this so fast that they put a preview for the sequel on the home release of the first movie. And it's made up of a deleted ending from the first movie and then just clips from the... So they didn't even have a movie made. They just used an unused ending and threw a bunch of clips in for the teaser because they were so confident they were going to get that second movie.
But they had a title. They say, I still know it.
That was not even in the trailer.
Oh, really?
The teaser, it's just, I know what you did last summer. The story continues. They didn't even settle. That's how fast they wanted it out.
Oh, man.
They wanted this to be the next Scream.
I've only seen the second one before today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that one's bad.
Yeah.
As much as you said about this one, that one's bad. like I said, I had a really unhealthy crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt. It came from this movie because I was really into horror movies.
I wish I knew that. I would have made fun of you for it.
Me and Trisha went to grade school in case you missed previous episodes. Well, we went to grade school together.
Me too. I went to grade school.
You left for like a couple years, right?
Well, I left after seventh grade.
We must have just not had classes together.
Because
you would have known I was really into Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, I think I stopped talking to you after you made fun of me for loving Leonardo DiCaprio.
Don't tell that story. They have to watch it in the Titanic episode.
I'm not telling the story. Watch Titanic.
The star of Critters 3?
Yes, the star of Critters 3. Yeah. So I know we did last summer. I really loved horror movies, but this was that perfect window where my love of horror movies and puberty kicking in turned on. And I was like, Jennifer Love Hewitt is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. So I watched this movie a lot. I loved this movie. It was like for a couple years, this was like my favorite movie.
Interesting.
I know the face you're making.
It was only because of Jennifer Love Hewitt, though. That's it.
And because it was a horror movie. I really like the fisherman killer in this, that like my parents got me like a rain slicker and I was the fisherman for Halloween one year. I had like a hook and an old man mask.
I thought you were the old New York Islanders logo. Remember when they changed their logo to the Gordon's Fisherman at one point?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really? Yeah. The hockey team, the Islanders, changed their logo to like a fisherman with a hockey stick that had like a hook at the end of it.
Oh, God.
So
I knew this was based off a book. Did you guys know that?
I did not.
No.
Okay, by Lois Duncan, written in the 70s. I listened to the book for the first time on an audiobook, and I had to stop and text you about it, because the book was written in 1973, 72. So I'm listening to the audiobook, and I'm like, I'm doing dishes, and then I hear a guy go, yeah, my car is a GPS, and I'm like, huh? I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And then I'm washing dishes again, and the girl's like, I have to do a webcast later. I'm like,
wait a minute.
Like, did that mean something else in the 70s? And then someone goes, she didn't even answer her text messages. I'm like, stop it. So I look it up. This book, some like publisher took like 10 books and this was one of them. And like Lois Duncan was involved. She did a George Lucas.
Yeah.
She modernized her book and added other things. I'm like, I know books have different editions, but I've never heard of a director returning to a book that had been out for like 30 years and adding shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Author, not director.
And it doesn't even make sense. Like, I would get if they updated it in the 90s and did like, oh, my beeper's going off or my fax machine's going off. Hold on, Bernie, we can't solve this case unless we get more AOL dial-up. You know?
So, I read the book finally. We're listening to the audiobook. Mm-hmm. It is not a slasher. That was the biggest shock to me. It is not a slasher. It is a young adult, like, thriller suspense
novel.
To
be fair, this movie's barely a fucking slasher movie.
Because the source material is not a slasher.
It's not supposed to be.
If anything, the problem with this movie is the slasher aspect, even though I love it. So this made me sad. Lois Duncan commented on her book because she wrote some young adult book and they were like, how do you feel? Because they asked her this around like Columbine. They're like, how do you feel about writing like teen murder and stuff?
Oh, no.
And she's like, no, my books tell you that like murder's awful.
Right.
Like, I'm not like inspiring violence. Mm-hmm. And then she said this, and now I feel guilty for liking this movie. What I personally have a problem with are stories, usually on television, where the action takes place of introspection, where violence is sensationalized and made to seem thrilling rather than terrible. I was appalled when my book, I Know He Did Last Summer, was made into a slasher film. As a mother of a murdered child, oh, I don't find violent death something to squeal and giggle about.
That's her. Okay, all right.
That's
like, she still took the check though.
Yeah, she did still take the check probably.
boohoo, my kid's dead. Well, as you wipe your tears with $100 bills. The book was written in like
the '70s and it got made till 97. Who knows when she sold the right? I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, her like daughter was murdered. Apparently it was like a real shady circumstances. Mm-hmm. So like, and then Kevin Williamson, the writer of Scream and Halloween H2O, reads the novel and is like, you know, it'll be fun. If the guy just like hooks a lot of people.
No, that poor woman.
I'm not going to go too heavy in the book because there actually are a lot of similarities, but the book is a little different. It's a young boy is killed by a car.
Okay.
And then they do the pact, and then someone is trying to kill them, but he doesn't succeed. He shoots one of them, they survive, and then one gets away, another one gets rescued. So the murderer doesn't really murder anyone.
Right.
Very different.
Yeah.
Right? Very, very different. It's just like a thriller, right? There was like anxiety, but like no one actually.
Yeah. There was danger, but no one actually ended up dying.
Because this movie feels more like a misguided thriller than a slasher movie.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the movie opens up with a really nice helicopter shot. You know, on par with The Shining, I think, Newt. Does this movie not compare to The Shining for you?
The TV movie version with the dude from Wings. Yeah.
Right.
Because everybody in this movie was like a C. Well, it wasn't the CW.
Like
then.
WB. UPN or something. Yeah. They were all.
Let's go down to Dawson's Beach. And I'm
that on, had to be a I'm reference,
at,
right?
I'm at my, yeah, Dawson's Creek. I'm at my That's desk when they said that. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Trisha, you were great on Dawson's Creek.
Thank
you were really great. Before you married Tom Cruise.
Before that whole disaster. I know. You know I get
Trisha gets
so
compared
much.
To Katie Holmes all the time. You got to talk out the side of your mouth, though.
You were terrible in Batman Begins. I just
yeah,
you
were pretty
know that.
Bad. I mean, yeah, I mean, you're prettier than Maggie Gyllenhaal, but she's a better actress than you, Katie Holmes, all right?
Yeah, so. That.
So we get a nice
Katie Holmes,
shot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
So helicopter shot, and then we see a drunk kid standing on a cliff wearing overalls. Those
and he
are
looks,
important.
He looks like the older brother to the kidnapped boy in Stranger Things. I looked at him, I was like,
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
I was getting, he seemed
he's
like.
He's in New Mutants as well.
He kind of looked like Badger from Breaking Bad to me. I don't know why, he just looked like Badger from Breaking Bad. He's like all like miserable, I guess. And then we cut away from him. And we go to a beauty pageant.
Of course.
Where we meet Sarah Michelle Gellar.
The way it's decorated looks like the Tonight Tonight video by the fucking Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, the
Pumpkin.
Smashing Pumpkins.
It's got all that like weird like.
Because it looks like a, who's that famous filmmaker who did Trip to the Moon?
I know who you're talking about.
Blanking on his name. So this movie is inspired by early black and white silent cinema. Because it's a very good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar. She
I was
going
to say Fritz Lang, but I knew that was wrong.
No, that's wrong.
I know things about movies.
Yeah. Milliers or something like that. So, but anyway, Helen is Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's trying to win the beauty pageant. She's going to be an actress to change the world through artistic expression. Although both would be fine.
It's fine.
Artistic expression. And
well, to be fair, a lot of movies recently, like the new Predator movie, the predators came to Earth to get autism. So
that is literally the plot.
Yeah,
of
is it really?
I'm not. Johanna still hasn't seen it, and I told her that. She's like, "Are you joking? That's a mean joke." I'm like, "No, that's literally the plot of the movie."
And then the little boy from the movie Room that just keeps like he's like a really good actor, but he keeps appearing in things in smaller and smaller roles.
Yeah, he does.
Like,
he shows up in Doctor
Sleep
and dies
for one
for a
scene.
Oh,
but anyway, Julie, played by Jennifer Love Hewitt, and here's one thing about the book: the book constantly mentions that Julie is a redhead who's not as pretty as Helen.
Right.
They're like, she's okay, not great looking. And then they cast the like sexiest woman to have ever lived to play her. And I'm like, oh yeah, what a real ugly. Like, what's that movie? She's All That.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like,
she,
oh, she's so ugly. Until she takes her glasses off. It's like, oh wow, she went from really hot to slightly hotter. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Wasn't that in the first Wonder Woman movie? They're like, well, give her glasses. Goes, oh yeah, that'll totally cover up that she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
but yeah, she's appalled by the sexism of the pageant, but not really, because then she cheers when she wins.
But her friends are the only ones who are allowed in the balcony.
Yeah.
It, two times in the movie. Right. Why are they the only ones who are allowed up there?
Who are Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar's future husband, and Ryan Phillippe.
Delaware's own Ryan Phillippe.
Frosted tip. Was he? Did he have frosted tips or just a bad blonde?
It looked like he had the Justin Timberlake thing going.
He did have
it. Looked like it was like uncooked cuck of noodle.
Cuck of noodle.
Cuck of noodle. That's a new product I'm putting out. Somebody else has to watch you while you eat their soup. Oh, it's so good. So hot.
Anyway.
Dollar General, call me. We can make that happen.
Didn't you have blonde hair in a movie? You were in Unbreakable.
I was in Unbreakable and I had to have frosted tips. They had me dye my hair.
Is that scene in there?
It's in the deleted. Well, yeah. Well, it's in the deleted scenes on the DVD, but then they use parts of it in
glass.
Yeah. So you can see my friend Mark Poulton, who's a comic book writer, is standing in front of me. You see the side of my head and some of my frosted tips. And I'll never forget, the person who did it burned my fucking scalp so badly that like I had like sores in my scalp. It was bad. Yeah.
That reminds me. You can also send Unbreakable, but if you send a deep, we got to put this disclaimer. We got in trouble recently. Mm-hmm. Oh. If you send a copy of The Dark Knight Rises, Swamp Zombies 2, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, Newt's in that one.
Yeah.
Or Unbreakable now, starring Newt Wallen. Mm-hmm. Please, if you live outside of the U.S., include return shipping.
My good friend.
We got in trouble.
I learned a lot from my good friend Sam Jackson on the set of that. You know?
So, yeah,
I can call him Sam because we're so close.
Yes.
You know?
So Ryan Phillippe was doing the Newt Wallen, as I call it, the really bad blonde hair.
Getting divorced from Reese Witherspoon, as we both did.
They decide to celebrate because Helen won. She's Croker County Queen or something. They couldn't think of like an uglier name.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a lot of short towns have like weird names.
Yeah, that's true.
Croker.
And everyone's
I love this design of this town.
Yes.
It reminds me of the town from Dead and Buried, the 1981 Sam Sherman, not Sam Sherman, the guy who made Poltergeist 3.
I didn't see that one.
It's the one where I sent you the clip of the eyeball stabbing.
Oh, goddamn you. That's the only clip I've seen. It was the eye stabbing
scene. It's like a Twilight Zone, but gory. It's good.
Oh, God.
But yeah, the town is really heavy on their fish theme. Everyone's wearing fish hats. I kind of want to get those fish hats.
Yeah.
Had I known, I would have ordered fish hats for everyone.
If Tony wore a fish hat, could I call him my old chum?
Of course.
We meet Max, played by the kid from Roseanne. What's his name?
John Galecki.
John Galecki.
Right? Yeah.
Leonard from The Big Bang Theory.
I don't watch
it. I've never seen the Bazinga show.
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen the Bazinga show.
No, I used to watch it. You know why? Because when I was in college, I had four roommates, and they were like all those characters. And I was the only girl, so I was like Penny. So it just reminded me of my
life. Used to date a girl who is Penny's the blonde haired one.
Yeah.
I used to date a girl who looked like so much like her, it was bizarre.
Really?
And people used to like think, like, people look at you, and I didn't see it, but people did. but I you know, they did that Young Sheldon show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I made my pitch when I was out in California, and they didn't like it.
Well, that's getting cut.
No, leave it in.
I'll put that on Patreon. Newt's failed Young Sheldon pitch.
I knew him from Vacation. He was
One was it? Christmas
he was in
Vacation?
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's like flirting with Julie. I'm going to use their character names.
Julie.
But then Barry, Ryan Phillippe's character, gets in his face instead of Freddie Prinze Jr.'s Ray character, which I thought was weird.
It was weird, yeah.
Every line of dialogue, every moment that the camera is on Freddie Prinze Jr., he looks like there's something not connecting there.
Yeah.
His eyes are massive, his mouth is agaping, and he answers every question like Mark Wahlberg in The Happening. Like, what? No.
Yeah. We also find out Helen's sister is Sonya Blade from Mortal Kombat.
Because I said to you, I was like, who is that actress? Where do I know her from?
It's Bridget
you know?
Wilson from Mortal Kombat, who's now Bridget Wilson Sampras.
And House on Haunted Hill.
Yes, she was in House on Haunted Hill.
Wow, there's so many famous actresses and actors.
Yes. Yeah, like every actor in this movie went on to do something.
Exactly.
Muse Wilson, the guy who plays the killer, was the Klansman in the end of Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Really?
On the Jerry Springer show. He's the KKK guy.
Oh, it's really hard to look intimidating as your slasher movie villain when you're wearing jeans and a trucker cap, you know?
You're skipping ahead.
I know, but I'm just saying.
He's not wearing that yet. Yeah, so they're really mean to him, whatever.
Barry's just really mean in general, though.
He is
like,
a dick.
Every single scene, like, he just has to be yelling or screaming.
He has serious impulse control problems, I learned from watching this show.
In the book, he's a real womanizer, but also he's, like, rich, and his mom, like, hates Helen. Like, she tries to control his life. It's, like, a whole thing.
Well, people being rich and white in this movie... if there wasn't a killer that showed up, they would have just gotten away with it.
This movie wouldn't have just happened.
You know?
Things worked out differently.
Maybe the killer's the hero of the story. He's like, hey, I'm going to check their privilege.
So they're on Dawson's Beach.
Dawson's
Beach. Yes. And they're telling... What and
they don't want to wait for their lives to be over. But then the fisherman shows up.
And what a coincidence.
Coinky dink.
They're telling the story of the hook-handed urban legend in a movie about a hook-handed killer.
Whoa. 2 years before the movie Urban Legend.
Starring Jared Leto.
Who forgets he was in it.
Yeah, we mentioned that. I think we mentioned that in the Titanic review. He's pretending to forget, let's be honest. So they were talking about the urban legend, like, oh, this is how I heard it happen. This is how I heard it happen. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar, Helen, is like, I'm going to be so rich and famous, and you're going to be a football star, and we're going to be in love. And she says, like, I'm going to do 2 seasons of Guiding Light, the soap opera. Mm-hmm. And I think that's funny because I think she was in a soap opera.
Oh, was she?
My dad, like I said, my dad really loves soap operas, like Young and the Restless. And I remember I found, like, one of our tapes had an episode taped on it, like one of our, like, VHS tapes. Yeah. And I remember seeing Sarah Michelle Gellar on the episode.
Wasn't she also in Scream 2?
She was in Scream
2. Okay.
Was that also written by Kevin Williamson?
Probably. Yeah. Right, I've only seen all those movies once in my entire life.
So there is a paradox with Scream 2 that we will talk about in a Scream review.
Okay.
But it'll cause the universe to implode on itself.
It's like my ludicrous Fast and the Furious theory, you know?
They all separate to bone.
Yeah, on the beach.
Ray's all like, yeah, man, we're going to stay together forever. High school relationships always last.
Totally last. I thought it was really awkward.
There's a spoiler alert. If you're a young kid watching this, no.
Well,
like
unless
one out of a million.
I mean, if you knock up your girlfriend in high school and then you're kind of stuck together for
a while. That's not really a relationship lasting.
Well, which is what Helen says to, what's his name, Barry.
Oh,
he's like,
right.
Oh, I just want you to impregnate me or something. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, I mean,
there's no way that could sound sexy ever. I just want you to impregnate me. Like,
hey, Ryan Phillip here. Are you into forced breeding?
I noticed something about Jennifer Love Hewitt on the beach scene, but if I were to say it or you were to say it, we would be misogynist.
Yes.
But if Trisha says it, she would be complimenting a fellow woman. And if she says it in Italian, it'll slide under YouTube's radar.
Oh.
Trisha, can you read what I wrote?
Of course, Tony.
Okay.
Cavolo, Jennifer Love Hewitt è bellissima, è una donna fantastica, e io non ci credo quanto. Te cazzo è bella, ma veramente con le tette grandissime.
There we go. I'm going to assume you read that right. I have no way to fact check it. I mean, I guess I could call my dad, but then my dad would be like, why?
What are you doing? Is this what you do for a living?
Just trust that it's what you wrote.
Okay. So yeah, they make out on the beach and then they're all driving away, but Barry's not allowed to drive because he's too drunk. So Ray's driving, and then Barry's being a real asshole.
You can't drive my car. You drive
that shit. No one drives my car. Blah.
What's this music? Let's listen to this music.
Let's listen to generic 90s heavy metal, which is always just... every fucking movie that did that. Then he decides to hang out the sunroof.
I was so mad.
You know how many times I've hung out of a sunroof drunk? Like, a lot.
Do you ever see the show 6 Feet Under?
No.
There's a one that opens with, like, these, like, white ladies are, like, in a limo, and they're going out to have a white lady wine party. Woo! And the lady gets up out of the thing, and she's like, woo! And there's, like, a light thing, and it just fucking takes her head off.
So, yeah, they're driving. They hit a guy!
Of course they do. What's that?
Oh! he's wearing the same overalls but as the also, boy we like, saw earlier.
There's no way that Ryan Phillippe was not broken in half. That dude hit the front of the car, rolled over him. His body would have gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and he's bleeding, but it's not his blood.
Oh my God.
So they find the body.
And how does he know that it's not his blood, though? Like, I'm sure, like...
I guess he didn't see a cut. I don't know. Yeah, he's drunk. What does he know?
Exactly.
He's an asshole. Oh, and he also... The reason is he spilled the beer onto Ray, who's like, oh, no. Yeah. And then that's when they hit him. So they see the body, and they're like, oh, we killed the guy.
And he's like, thanks for the ride, lady. Fucking creep show too, man.
Yes. But I like Ray checks. He's like, I think he's dead. And he's like, how do you fucking know? You're not a doctor.
Yeah.
And they're all wondering what to do. And then they all just assume they're going to get arrested. It's like, well, let's think about this. Like, yeah, maybe it is manslaughter, but like Ray wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
And so you weren't drinking. He's like, I have beer all over me. They'll never believe me. And like, they they'll do a breathalyzer.
But then I think their thing was they were afraid that they would think that Barry was actually the one driving.
Because, yeah, because it's his car and he said nobody would believe. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out, like, yeah, the asshole spilled beer all over me. Look, it's all over the car.
Everybody would say, no, there's four of them. I spilled beer, and we hit this guy. It was the middle of the night. Like, he was wearing all black. He ran out in front of the car.
And drinking in the car, they'll get in trouble for that.
I mean, they're going to get in trouble either
way.
They're going to get in trouble, but I don't think they're going to get as in trouble as they think they are.
But they're kids, you know, and your brain, like, goes wild.
Yeah, and especially when you know the ending of the movie, they actually did the world a favor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they're all debating what they're going to do and what they're going to do. And then Max shows up and he's like, what's going on over here?
I like
here?
His like hippie hemp sweatshirt that he's wearing.
And they're like, nothing's going on, Max. They're just too drunk and throwing up. That's all that's happening. He's like, all right, goodbye.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's all he does. Normal. I want to make sure, because I got a big issue with Max in this movie. I want you guys to know all he did was he happened to be driving by, got fed a lie, and drove away.
Yep.
That's all he did. So they decide to throw the body in the water. And they're like, the current will take him out.
And teenagers.
Yeah, yeah. Which,
did you kill a lot of people when you were a teenager?
I mean, are we recording?
Yeah.
Like I said, you did leave after seventh grade. I don't know what you did in that period.
She was out just driving, hitting people. She's like,
you tend to go to other countries then come back. I don't know what you're doing there. Look, I don't want to stereotype, but Italians are known for not following the law.
Why did I agree to do this?
I've been saying that since last summer.
I would love if, like, after this, I see Trisha on the news. I'm like, we found the Italian strangler. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no.
Thanks, Tony.
She did kill someone.
She kept strangling people with spaghetti. I thought that was a bit on the nose.
That's what it was.
Anyway.
Spaghetti sauce. It was spaghetti sauce. It wasn't blood, I swear.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I like how Julie the whole time was like, guys, we're digging ourselves a bigger grave. Like, we've now moved the body. Can we turn ourselves in now, please, for the love of God?
That's too late.
She knows he has a tattoo. Sweet Susie is the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back later. But guess what, guys? He's not actually dead.
Yeah.
Because he grabs what's-her-face's tiara.
Yeah.
And then they're like, throw him in the water. It's like, wait, no, now you know he's
alive.
Get
the tiara, yeah.
Right. Oh, my God.
So they're like, oh, now you guys murdered him,
and then
assholes.
Ryan Phillippe jumps into a pool that's on the back lot of the studio.
Wait, I do love it. She's like, my tiara. And he's like, God damn it. And he jumps in after him. Anyone else would have been like, yeah, it's
they did just have sex on the beach. He's still got another 2 hours. He has to be nice to her before, you know.
Jesus. I honestly
he's
didn't
not being nice
that
to
way.
Anyone right now.
I thought it was because, like, if they find the guy's body and he has a tiara in his hand.
No, that makes sense,
that
too.
That makes sense. Thank you, possible murderer, Trisha. Real, real good at hiding evidence over here.
Yeah, I know. It's weird because Johanna was supposed to be in this episode. Now you're here.
Yeah, that's
and she
weird.
Wasn't upstairs.
I don't know what happened there. She said she got a letter and then she left.
I know you didn't do anything last summer. What do you think that
was? So he fights him underneath the water for the tiara, and then he's like just alive underwater. It's like, how long can that guy hold his breath? If he's alive, shouldn't he be like, oh, God, I got to swim? But no, they have a whole conversation next to the dock. And we're just supposed to assume he's just down. Was he a deep sea diver? Like, what the fuck?
No, he's like Jason. He's just down at the bottom of the lake waiting. Or Ted Danson in Creepshow.
We make a pact. Right here and now we take this to our grave. Agreed. Julie?
Don't you nod your head, you fucking say it! Is he like Tom Cruise in the last Mission Impossible? I'm sorry, I brought up your ex-husband, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Is he like Tom Cruise in the one Mission Impossible where he's like got to go in that underwater thing and hold his breath the entire time?
That scene was awesome.
That scene was pretty awesome.
It gave me anxiety when Barry was under the water and he starts screaming and I'm like, oh my God, he's breathing out of the water. It's so fake.
That is a creepy shot of just the guy underneath the water on the soundstage. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do the pact. We're taking this to our grave, and Julie like reluctantly goes along with it. To Ryan, but Barry just like fucking almost beats her up.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Whoa, relax.
And this is the movie where Reese Witherspoon said, watching it in the theater.
1 year later, Julie is now what she. Oh, she warned her boyfriend. She's like, "You're gonna go. You're gonna meet the college freshman who dresses all in black and is miserable, or whatever." And now she's
tattoos, and she's liberal, and
Now she is the edgy college girl.
Yeah,
she's depressed.
Yeah, and she doesn't want to go back home.
She doesn't.
Maybe because they knew they were gonna make her wear that stupid hat and hold a teddy bear, like has the mind of a child. I'm watching and I'm like, what does this mean?
Yeah, that's true.
No, but her roommate's like, "We gotta go. Get your white ass in the car and let's go."
Crack her ass, honky. Get in the car. I'm like, Kevin Williamson, I don't know if this should be in the script.
Yeah. And then it's funny. The script will literally do the opposite of the book sometimes. Mm-hmm. So in the book, Julie, they're all in their senior year.
Yeah.
And Julie, after the murder, threw herself into her schoolwork and is exceeding because she got rid of her personal life. And her mom's like, "Honey, you need a personal life. You need to go get laid. Relax." Yeah. The movie, it's completely different. Now she's like flunking out of everything, and her mom's like, "You got to study more. What the hell's wrong with you?"
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So what is she doing? She's not dating or anything. She was looking like she was at her computer.
She's just looking sad. And
is that all she did her first semester?
Yeah, just looking sad and being pale and having a teddy bear and a dumb hat.
Exactly. But then she gets a letter.
But I used to be like that, and I was all sad, and I went to the doctor, and guess what the doctor told me? He said, "Girl, you better learn to have fun no matter what you do."
Yeah.
And I said, "But he's a fool."
Yeah.
Because nothing compares to Tony.
Yes.
Oh.
And then Newt went on Saturday Night Live and then ripped up a picture of the Pope.
I ripped up a picture of the Pope, yeah.
Oh.
And Trisha saw that and got offended because she's Italian, and then she murdered her.
Yeah. She's working her way to me for that.
we can't go into detail about this.
She gets a note.
Yeah.
"I know what you did last summer!" Exclamation point, right? Bum, there's an exclamation point.
I'd probably.
Like how the bad guy's just like, sure, I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
She starts freaking out because, you know, she did a lot of things that summer, but there's only one that someone would want to
What if it was just like, it's not even the murder, it's the fucking on the beach part, you know?
Maybe that's
and he just keeps sending
that
them.
That was my private beach!
Yeah, he just keeps sending them pictures of ass prints in the sand.
Maybe that's why she's depressed. Like, the sex was just so bad.
Well, I mean, you know, that fucking dude, this dopey face.
Hey, it's good enough for Sarah Michelle Gellar. They're still together. Oh. Good for them.
They are.
I like Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh.
Yeah. Not the best actor. Good voice actor, though.
His dad was Freddie Prinze.
Yes.
Yeah. 70s comedian.
He was good as that Jedi in that Star Wars cartoon. The only good thing Disney's done with Star Wars. He was pretty good in that.
Remember when he wanted to be Spider-Man?
Yeah.
And Sam Raimi was like,
no. she goes to find Helen. She needs Helen's New York number.
Mm.
And then Sonya Blade is like,
New York.
Yeah, my stupid ass sister's over there.
Yeah, she works in ladies' fragrances. If you work in ladies' fragrances who watch this show, I think it's a noble job.
It is very, very noble.
Don't listen to Sonya Blade.
Yes. Yes. There's a reason she didn't come back for the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. She's a bitch.
Because she was too good for it. And she's like, it's a piece of shit.
Yeah. So they're like upset about the note and they go to Barry at his rich. The only time they mention that he's like rich and stuff, his mom's like not even a character in this movie.
She's just always in the background though.
Yeah. But she's like one of the main characters in the book and they reduce her to just a background role.
He's wearing dog tags. I'm like, was he in the military?
Yeah. What the fuck was up with that? But where he just goes, "Have you guys looked in the mirror? You look like shit that's been run over twice." And they're like, what an asshole.
He's so mean.
Julie looked into the person they killed.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, his name was David Egan.
Because she checked net search.
Yeah, net search. She did a net search.
Oh, man.
Let me cross-reference this.
Does a net search on David Egan.
Mm-hmm.
She found out they found him 3 weeks later in like a fishing net. So she's like, I know who he is. But they're like, all right, well, if he's dead, then who's coming after us?
Mm-hmm.
and they decide it's Max. Like, he was the only one that was there.
He was the only one that saw them.
Yeah, so they go down to the docks. And what's his face? Barry decides to question him. By question him, I mean he beats the shit out of him and threatens him with a hook.
And no one at his job is just like, maybe they shouldn't be doing that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, should kick him out.
Before, I gotta rewind a little bit. When they are about to throw the body in the water, they're like, let's just pretend he's a crazy hook-handed killer. And the guy must have been awake to hear that and was like, I'll show those kids. God, yeah. So he like beats him up. He puts the hook down and like, you're right. Max should be like, oh, well, I was just assaulted.
Yeah. I'm going to call the police.
Because what is Barry going to do? Like, hey, Max doesn't know anything.
I was just assaulted. And now that I think about it, they were acting shady as fuck on the side of a road. Maybe the cops should look into that. And the cops look into it and go, oh, and then the movie doesn't happen.
The cops go like this?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they're space docking.
They sword fight? Like, what's going on? That's weird. I know, it's all right, okay. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
Two cops are like, wow, we happen to be into each other. And also, I think I know what happened to David.
Remember in the Simpsons movie where they think the cops are going to find them, but instead they start making out and going to a hotel room? Oh, yeah, and then Marge is like, oh, thank God.
But who also works on the dock?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes.
Fred.
Ray.
Not Fred from Scooby-Doo, you ask.
Well, these idiots are sort of like Scooby-Doo later, but like an even shittier version of Scooby-Doo.
Kind of, yeah. So he's sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting
watching
his life away.
Watching the water.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, I work here now. I'm just like my dad, who I didn't know.
I never knew my dad, but I'm going to be a fisherman just like him.
That's literally the only thing I know about him. Like, oh, okay, so what did your mom, like, your dad... He was on a boat once.
Yeah. Right.
That's all I'm going to tell you. Like, okay, can I get a name?
Why does that make your destiny? That's so weird.
He's on a boat? Wasn't there a song about that?
There was.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I've been hanging out here. How you doing? And Julie's like, well, it's nice to see you again, but I don't want to get back together. Bye. And
he was so abrupt.
Oh, well, that was mean. He's like, sorry about that.
Right, I'm just going to put these crab things traps back. I didn't ask, but.
It's like when someone comes up to you, like a guy, and they're like, oh, like, how are you doing? And you're like, I have a boyfriend. Kind
of
go.
Yeah, but like, it's, I don't think he was just like, hey, it was nice seeing you again. Like, I don't think he.
I just came to ask if the table needed more coffee. I'm proud that you have a boyfriend. Like,
Ray, he's like, oh, we all used to hang out. I see you're together. What's going on? She's like, I don't want to be with you. And he's like, I just was seeing how you're doing. I've had that where I've said like hi to a girl and they assumed I was like flirting with them. And I'm like, white. Yeah. I'm like, no. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not even my type, to be honest.
They always notice the rag and the bottle of chloroform that Tony carries around with him. So
right, exactly. Yeah.
There was one girl, like, what was it? I was going to some event and a girl said she needed a ride. I'm like, because I was going to the same thing. I'm like, yeah, I'll give you a ride. She's like, but I just want you to know, like, before I get in your car, you have to like meet my boyfriend and like out of sign of respect. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What?
I'm like, I'm basically just a glorified Uber. We're going to the same place. Like, if I were to do anything, it'd be easy to find out because everyone knows where we're going. It was weird. She's like, you have to. I didn't do it, by the way. I'm like,
never mind.
I'm not going. And then I went anyway. Yeah. But I thought that was weird. I'm like, that's too weird for me.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Like, lady, you're a little overdramatic there. So yeah, again, Max didn't do shit,
but. Go ahead, and I'm going to interject.
So, and I know why they put the scene in.
Mm-hmm.
The fisherman shows up in his slicker with the hook, and then he, like, hooks Max in the mouth and stuff, and then, like, drags his body over all the fish and stuff.
He has
and
to prove him. To them that Max wasn't the killer.
Right.
That's a stretch.
No, because then they're like, okay, because as Ryan Philippe is walking away, he's like, I took care of it. He won't be bothering anymore. And then that dude shows up dead, and the notes keep coming like, oh, well, it wasn't him. It was somebody else. And he's still coming for us because he knows what we did last summer.
Yep.
Do you want to know the real reason?
Why?
When they were making this.
Oh, well.
They realized it's a slasher and it went too long without a murder. They added the scene of Max getting murdered.
40 minutes into the movie and then it remembers that it's a slasher movie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's why, the slasher aspect really doesn't work.
And it wasn't even, like, most slasher movies start with a really good kill.
Yeah.
And then you can slow it down. Then you can peak and valley it again. This one was kind of lame. And the entire movie, every hit of the blade into somebody sounds like someone punching a speed bag. doesn't sound like you know. Flesh. Yeah.
So yeah, the whole Mac scene, I had a problem with it. That is a good theory. Yeah,
that's why I think it is.
No, I thought that too.
Yeah.
That's probably how they justified it, but yeah. I was reading, they were like, oh, too many, went too long without a murder. Mm-hmm. We gotta throw it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense too, though.
But then it follows it up right away with another attack.
So Barry goes to the gym. Even though we saw the size of his house, and that guy definitely has a personal gym.
Yeah.
But if they had his mom in the movie, he's probably like, I need to get the fuck out of the house. He goes to the gym, and he's being stalked. The guy's taking Polaroids of his car and stuff. Fisherman steals his car and then, like, runs him down.
Steals his jacket, too.
But doesn't kill him. Okay? So, again, in the book, this is when the killer, like, he tells Barry to, like, meet him. He pretends to be a girl to, like, meet him outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shoots him. But when it's at night, so he thinks he killed him. So the rest of the book, Barry's just in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the movie, they do, like, the movie's kind of faithful-ish up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, he's too pretty. He can't be in the hospital for the rest of the movie.
Exactly. I thought he died when I first saw it.
It was weird that the killer was like, look at my hook.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm out. Bye.
Bye.
Was bizarre. Like, and then, like, you don't call the cops and be like, can you get, like, some fingerprints? He wasn't wearing gloves. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
No, because everyone in this movie is fucking stupid.
Everyone.
Yes. Yes. Except for Julie James, because she knows how to do net search.
Her name is Julie James. Yeah. That sounds like something that Stan Lee would have come up with.
Yeah.
Like
Peter Parker.
Yeah. Bruce Banner. Yeah, exactly. Matt Murdock.
Yeah. So, yeah, they do the net search.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a fisherman.
Yes.
Oh, net search. Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they find out more information. Is this where they find out about the Susie girl who died with David Egan?
Yeah.
So we find out the guy they think they hit was in a drunk driving accident a year prior and got his girlfriend killed. But his sister's still alive.
It's Anne Heche.
It's Anne Heche.
Yeah.
What, remember Anne Heche?
Star of Psycho.
The remake of Psycho and 6 days, 7 nights.
Well, also Psycho, you see her butthole in that movie.
Yes.
She falls out of the shower in the famous shower scene. She goes forward too much and you see her butthole.
It's a shot for shot remake of the original, but they added.
Except for when they add scenes that look like they're cut out of an early Nine Inch Nails music video.
Weird. Yeah. Don't watch the remake of Psycho. Strange. It sucks.
No.
Vince Vaughn. What the fuck?
Gus Van Zandt. And the entire cast of Jurassic World.
Lost World.
Lost World and Boogie Nights.
Yeah, it was weird. It's a weird movie.
That sounds very strange.
I mean, it's technically the same story as the original, but it's like...
Yeah, but if they're adding in all these weird things.
It's so slave... Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, Anne Heche shows up. You ever hear about that story of Anne Heche? She used to date Ellen.
I knew she dated Ellen.
There was like
a
story.
The Simpsons, when they go to Hollywood with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And they're sitting on the porch and we're like, we're lesbians. And they're like, we didn't ask.
So there was like a time where Anne Heche, I think in like 2009-ish or something around there, she like did a bunch of drugs and then she just wandered into some guy's house.
Yes. Oh no.
And like wouldn't leave. And apparently the guy was like, oh yeah, I know Anne Heche. I was a fan. I thought it was crazy at my house. And then she just didn't leave.
Well, they could have made her Iron Man. That's Robert Downey Jr. did the same thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
What?
Good thing is Anne Heche, I saw her in a few years ago, that show, I think it might have been Quantico with Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, yeah.
She was like a bad guy in an episode, so she still acts. She was on, she seems to have gotten.
Yeah.
She's good in this.
She's good in it.
But it
also seems like her performance is inconsistent. They probably went back and reshot things to make her seem crazier later, because it seems like she's okay, then she's crazy, then she's okay, then she's crazy, but then she's okay again. There was no consistency
in her
character.
What I think happened was... Because, again, this is a character from the book. And the whole thing is, like, she only exists in the book to show, like, how much they ruin this family's life by killing the boy.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, she's like, I'm doing okay. I don't really talk to a lot of people because my mom's in an insane asylum with my dad right now. And my brother's gone. And I'm just so happy there's visitors. She's, like, a real tragic character.
No.
I think once they killed Max, they were like, oh, we don't have a red herring anymore. Yeah. So they're like, let's shoot another scene where we make her look evil. Exactly.
So they broke down at her house.
Yes. Pretended to.
They pretended to break down. They go inside and they're like asking really pointed, obvious questions.
Yeah, it's
like,
so fucking obvious.
And then she.
They might as well have gone in and been like, hi, are you the killer?
Yeah, and she's and like. And then Buffy the Vampire Slayer has jump scare with a rain slicker that's on a thing.
Yes. Everyone has a rain slicker in this town, as we're about to learn.
I mean.
Whoever was the costume department got a great deal on rain slicker.
Yeah, exactly.
excited. But then they get back in their car. Like,
well, before that, Missy says someone came after he died, some guy named Billy Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're like, we were dating for a little bit, but he looked sad and then he left. Mm-hmm. So then they think like, well, this Billy guy must be the killer or something like that.
Billy Blue.
But yeah, they go back to the car.
Billy Blue was my early 90s gay porn actor name.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, look it up.
Yep.
That probably is.
Yeah.
A name. We looked up Billy Blue porn.
It just sounds like it would be, you know?
It really does sound. Same with Julie James. Like, Julie a lot James, of those yeah, sounds.
I always said that my my porn star name was going to be either Sirloin, or I would do an Italian version and be Muscles Marinara.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Anyway.
Why do I agree to this?
But yeah, there's like a jump scare. Mm-hmm. Missy's like, you forgot your cigarettes. It's like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, yeah, she bangs on
like,
the window.
Oh,
yeah.
Your car is fine. AAA, did they even show up? Like,
yeah, they're really good. They were fast. I pay this extra service.
But yeah, Helen proposes the idea that David was trying to kill himself that night because it was the same road. Yes. And then like Julie's mean to her. And like Helen's like, what happened to us? We used to be such good friends. And I watched the movie and I'm like, well, probably the murder.
Yeah.
That probably is what happened. Helen, are you not getting this? Right, I think the murder might have been a problem with a lot of you guys.
Traumatic situations like that either bring people closer or farther away, you know?
Yeah.
Just take your pick.
Helen's dad is cartoonishly oblivious.
Yeah.
She walked in. She's like, hi, Dad. And he's just like this.
Yeah. Watching college baseball.
I mean, my dad watches a lot of baseball and stuff, but if I walked in the room and said, hi, Dad, he'd be like, oh, hey, what's up?
Right.
I don't think he would just be like. So, yeah, he doesn't notice his daughter. He also doesn't notice the obvious bad killer. Just what? Like,
yeah. Walking in.
What was the killer's plan if the dad wasn't oblivious?
Kill him.
I guess so.
It would have been like, remember Nightbreed? Remember when when the mass killer, the people are watching the Calgary Flames game and he kills the people watching the hockey game, you know?
Yeah, movie's good.
That's where I thought it was going to go to, but yeah.
No, no. Instead, he sneaks up the stairs. Again, he's wearing like a heavy-ass raincoat. Yeah,
hides in the closet. Watches her get changed off screen.
And then Sonya Blade comes in.
Sonya Blade comes in and tells her, you got to be at work in the morning.
Right, isn't this, isn't that the scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, you got to be in work. And then, so... Her sister in the book is jealous of Helen, but it's because Helen is younger than her and like she became like
queen.
She, yeah, but in the book, she won a contest to work at a TV station. So she has her own apartment and everything. Yeah. So she's like further along in life than her sister is.
And I think Sonya Blade's way more attractive than Buffy the Vampire
Slayer.
Well, that's
the thing. This movie adds an element where it's like she's jealous of her beauty.
Right.
And it's like, but Bridget Wilson is also insanely attractive.
Yeah.
It's like, have my. Stupid younger sister is slightly more hot than me.
It's
like okay,
Snow White and the Huntsman. They say that Kristen Stewart is the fairest one of all in a world where Charlize Theron exists. And I raised my hand in the theater. I was like, movie, can I speak to your manager, please?
Yeah, so yeah, they tried to do this whole jealousy thing. I'm like, but you're both really good looking.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with this movie?
Yeah, I know.
But
I don't know. I watched it on YouTube, and I think that the quality wasn't very good, so I didn't think she was that hot in the movie. But that's my opinion.
Well, they're doing the 90s of, like, let's get her glasses and put her hair back in a ponytail. It's like, that'll make her ugly. I'm like, oh, no.
She's either going to be ugly or she's going to turn into a supervillain in the second act, you know?
Exactly.
Look, I watched a lot of Mortal Kombat growing up, so I really like Bridget Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then the killer does the most horrifying thing. He cuts her hair.
And puts the tiara on her.
No, but honestly, though, if I woke up with my hair cut, I would be so upset.
Wouldn't you?
Because, like, it's messy at first, then we see her, and it looks pretty good.
Hold on. How heavy does she sleep? Like, does she, before she goes to bed at night, does she hit herself in the face with a hammer?
Right.
Like, I
also, remember, he's wearing the heavy slicker and rain boots. He's like, boom, boom.
I can hear every time my cat gets off the bed at night to go do whatever cats do when I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I hear her get up and move, you know? This girl, she got her fucking her hair cut. She got her tiara put on.
Yeah.
And he's just waiting. So he's had to stay in there and wait for them to fall asleep. It's like that Always Sunny episode where they hid in the closet because they wanted to steal the vase back because they saw Indiana Jones.
I mean, it is easy for girls to fall asleep. Just put a movie on.
True.
And then they just pass out.
That's true. But not like that. Not that heavily.
Not enough to get your hair cut.
No, exactly. I can feel when someone's like touching my hair.
Yeah, I guess that would be. Yeah. No way. But yeah, I just love he just writes
soon. Let's knock out Tony, cut his hair, and just see what happens, you know?
I like he just writes soon on the mirror. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks.
You'll get a better haircut.
Yeah, exactly. And then she just starts punching it like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And
her
again,
and her dad's downstairs still watching the college baseball game.
Is her dad just dead? Did he die like of a totally unrelated thing?
And they're
like,
he stuffed it on the sofa.
The next day they're like, both those girls were murdered and also their dad died for unrelated reasons. It seems like the killer didn't even know.
No, what if that's why she didn't call the cops, because she's like, oh, we taxidermied our dad and we don't want anybody to know.
So Julie's rushing over.
Yes.
To help Helen. And then she hears a sound in her trunk. And I'm calling bullshit on this scene.
Oh, but, you think?
Okay. All right. So my grandparents and my cousins lived in Maryland, which is a big crab state, right?
Because of STDs.
Yeah, they're very, they refuse to wear condoms in Maryland. No.
Actually, no, that's funny. Baltimore, Maryland has the highest, did have the highest rate of STDs in America in 2012.
That's funny that the crab state had that.
And I only know that because we went and saw A Night with John Waters and he told that story. And I drew the same comparison. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So here's what I want you guys to know about crabs. Mm-hmm. They smell.
Yeah.
They smell really bad, especially when there's a lot of them.
But have you ever, like, because I lived at the Jersey Shore for 3 years. Yeah. Mike Matei lived at the mid-Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
When you're, like, down by the water, you smell, like, you know, low tide.
Yeah, but when they're being hotboxed in a trunk, especially
with a dead body,
which I want to remind you, also really smells. So she's just like, what's that sound? I'm like, she would have gotten like within 3 feet of her car and been like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what does that smell?
So she opens it up. She sees like a million crabs and Max wearing the jacket. And then she leaves. And then she grabs like, what's it called? Helen and Barry.
Yeah.
And they come out and the body's gone.
And I imagine,
I'm like, no, no fucking way. No. So you're telling me this guy, unbeknownst to anyone, filled a bushel of crabs into a trunk with a dead body. And then was able to get it quickly in broad daylight. Like, there were cars driving around
I'm
them.
Watching it, and I'm imagining the guy mowing his lawn. And he's like, you know what? Not my problem.
Yeah,
and he just keeps going.
It's always something. I'm going to keep moving on.
These kids.
And then we get the most famous scene in the movie.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
He's just out there, and he's watching us and waiting. What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for?
And her shirt shrunk 3 sizes.
Yeah.
And Trisha, can you read this next part, please, for us?
Again, in Italian?
Yes, in Italian, please.
Okay. Un'altra volta, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Ha le tette fantastiche.
Oh,
I understood that part.
Sono grandissime e mette una camicia molto, molto stretta che mi piace molto.
That was it?
That's it.
You sure?
Yep, sure.
Okay. Well, no, I'm gonna have someone, an Italian person in the comments. Let me know what she said.
You know, I don't speak Italy, but I think I know what that was about.
But yeah, this is
we'll see.
This is when Julie goes back to missing, and she's like, "Look, we killed your brother," and she's like, "What are you talking about? My brother killed himself. Here's a note.
I keep this note in the outhouse."
Oh, but I love it. She's like, "I left it here because if the insurance people wouldn't pay if it was suicide," I'm like, "Well, that's okay." But apparently, it's not. Do we see what the note says? Cause she's
yes, but I don't remember what it. She's like, that's not a suicide note. That's
this
a warrant.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
But she's like, we killed him. I saw the tattoo he had. It said "Sweet Susie," and then Missy's like, my brother didn't have a tattoo, and it's like dun dun dun.
Now excuse me, I have to go back to being a weird Texas Chainsaw sequel character.
I gotta go kill a turkey. I just have a turkey just dead hanging. So we go to the parade, and when I was watching this with Nikki, she pointed out. So they keep doing like cheap gags where you see someone in a slicker, and it's like, okay, it is a bright sunny day,
and
these people are not currently working in the water.
Yeah.
There's not a cloud in the sky. Why are they all wearing slickers?
And why did the town become the town from the Popeye live action movie all of a sudden? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I know they're by the docks, but they're not on a boat. Like, why are they all wearing slickers? And then Nikki pointed out, Why are they all staring menacingly wearing the slicker?
Have you ever been to a shore town before?
I mean, not. I haven't gone to a parade, I guess. I don't know.
And this parade goes all fucking day, too, because later on when there's the Sarah Michelle Gellar scene,
oh, yeah.
The parade's still going. I was like,
it's the longest parade in the world.
They're just going in a circle.
Right. It's like New Orleans. It's sort of Carolina, but it sounds like New Orleans, where it's just day and night. Yeah, so Ryan Philby, I'm sorry, Barry, runs and tackles an old man, mm-hmm. and then he just assumes it's not the killer.
He's just like,
how does he know?
Like,
Yeah, how would he know? Like, why? Because he just doesn't look intimidating?
I would be like, oh no, please, I'm an old man. Then I'd be like, you fucking idiot, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, because I'm just like, why would he?
Why would you just assume that?
Because, like, Barry didn't see him. He got hit by a car. He's just assuming this guy is just, like, a strong stuntman. But, like, it's like, oh, it's probably the killer.
Again,
and then
he
just, like, gets up, and then the old man's like...
And then the real killer is just, like, on a roof, and he's just like, look at the hook I got. Look at my nice little sickle. And she freaks out. So then the pageant happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the girl singing. What is she singing?
It was so bad.
You haven't seen the best of me.
Fame.
She's singing Fame. I just love the cut of Sarah Michelle Gellar just going, Jesus.
Fame with the dude from RoboCop who turns into Toxic Waste.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, man. Toxic Waste guy. We have a toy of him.
I know.
Toxic Waste guy.
Yeah. He's in that X-Files episode, too, where he has cancer.
Leonard Betts. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
But this movie also reminded me of the Stephen King X-Files episode. Remember
when the
fisherman finds the doll that makes you do the hokey pokey
Chinga
till you die?
Was the name of
Chinga,
that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a creepy one. The beauty pageant's going on, and then Barry decides to go into the balcony.
Again.
Also, isn't this like a big event? Why wouldn't they have people sitting in the back? Why is it just Barry? And also, the balls on the fucking killer to just kill him during the beauty pageant? Right. It's like,
because he's like, look, I know the cops in this town. They're not going to check anything beyond what they can see. Like, I could say, hey, somebody's a killer right here. It's up there. And they go, no, they're not. But over here on the other side of the studio where it's dark is where the body is. But the cop's like, well, we don't need to look over there.
Yeah, he's thinking like when he murders him, then there should be blood somewhere, right?
And they show there's a little bit of blood on the other side of the railing. But it's he stabbed him a million times. Yeah, how does he get rid of the body and mop up the blood?
And it sounded like he was hitting...
Yeah,
a punching bag, not stabbing someone.
And she's freaking out, pointing, and at no point does anyone just go, oh, what's she pointing at? Yeah. No one looks up.
Exactly.
Again, he's a real ballsy killer. So Barry's fucking dead. Yeah, and then a cop decides to take her home.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a sad scene where she has the tiara, and the guy's like, me need that back.
Yeah, I know. I love insult to injury.
Yeah.
You're probably going to die next.
We'll so then the that. Cop is driving, and the road's blocked off, even though it's completely empty. And the cop's like, well, we got to go through the alley. It's like, oh, fuck you.
The cop could get out and go, I'm just going to move that because I'm a cop and I know what's going on.
I'm
going
to put my lights on and drive around it and also blow a red light and then turn my lights off. Right. I think they actually crack down on cops doing that.
Really?
But not in 1997.
Because it was like a problem for a while. And I think like cars, you have to like give a reason for why your lights are on or something like that now. But yeah. So he goes down the dark, scary alley and he sees a guy working on his car. He's like, I'm going to see if this guy needs a hand. It's like, you idiot. So why does the killer kill the cop? Because I thought he just wanted revenge. You came up with a good excuse for Max.
Yeah.
But why would he risk killing
the
cop?
He's in the way now.
Yeah. He wants to get his hands on what's her name?
Yeah, but what
it would have been way cooler if he kills the cop and she's in the back and she's locked in and he drives it into the ocean and then gets out and she's in the back of the car and just drowns.
Yeah, so he kills the cop and I'm like, dude, you're just, you're going a little too far.
Yeah, but
far
he's beyond the pale at this point.
I guess so.
You know?
I guess so. We don't know what his life was like pre getting hit by the car.
Exactly.
So then he chases Helen. She runs to her sister's store.
And it's like the scene in the
her
first.
Her sister who's still doing inventory on 4th of July? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's still working.
What was that?
They're like, look, in this town, it's either going to be a Jaws attack or a slasher attack. Whatever, you know, it's 4th of July.
The killer sneaks in out in the back. Just quietly sneaks in. For wearing such...
Well, wait, can we just talk about how her sister was so fucking slow to the door? Like, I was so angry. I was yelling at her.
But you're right. She takes forever to help the girl come in the store. And oh my God, look, it's what's their face? Oh, they're running from a killer and trying to get in the store. I'll help them, guys. Ah, my back.
You okay?
Are they still out there?
Okay. I think they're out there.
I'll be there in a second. I'm gonna get the front.
If they keep pounding on the door like that, it's gonna fuck up our recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll be there. I'll be there in a second.
Relax. He's coming. Who's the guy following her though?
My leg fell asleep.
There's someone else out there with them.
Yeah. I'll get there.
Well, they're probably another customer.
Oh shit. Oh, they died. Okay. Oh, that sucks. Sorry. Anyway.
Do we have any Windex to clean the window, though?
Nah, we'll do it later.
We'll get to later. I have Icy Hot if you need it for your back.
Yeah, let's focus on what's important. Yeah.
But the fact that, like, that scene could be good, but the way that it's shot and lit and the music is so over the top that it doesn't feel tense.
Yeah.
It just feels like you're trying to make people feel tense, but it's not. I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, you could have done this so much better if you just kind of played, because even like when you have the jump scare at the end of this scene, it's so they send you the signal so fast that it ruins any tension that it could have, you know?
Yeah. I do like him underneath the plastic.
No, but that's cool. But then I would have had her like, because even when the sister gets slashed, there's not enough blood, but then they make up for it because they have him dragging her body.
I think I remember the director didn't want gore.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like got pressured into adding more gore.
But if she was like, if there was a bunch of the mannequins that are all covered like that, and kind of like in Army of the Dead where they have to go through all the things, if they're going through them and she thinks one is, remember the others where she's pulling the sheets off of all the statues? It would have been cool if she's pulling them off and then the one behind her grabs her or something like that. Instead of the camera's on a static shot and we see him move.
Yeah, you can
and
tell
you're like,
it's
him. Okay, that's him. You know, we get it.
Kind of lost it.
Sorry, Helen gets on the lift, the slowest lift in the world.
Yes.
By the way, why wouldn't she just stay in the middle between the two floors?
Yeah, I thought that too.
I mean, I guess he could cut it down and stuff, but
he does have a hook.
He does, but I would have.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't
I'm do sorry.
That.
I'm not going to do that again.
Please don't do that hand gesture again.
Yeah, I don't remember the killer being like, oh, I'm going to get you.
Never mind. Now I'm tired.
That was my impression of a hug.
Like, you wouldn't do that or like slash across. You're like, I'm going to crank it like it's going out of style. Like,
she jumps out a window.
Yeah.
Which, in the book, this is how she gets away from the killer. Mm-hmm. She jumps out a window and people, like, grab her.
Yeah.
She survives the fall. And then she's running down the dark alley. So many dark alleys. It's like every alley, like, Bruce Wayne's parents, like, would pick all these alleys to get murdered.
But it's, like, outside of a auto parts place. And I said, boy, this fight is making me tired. Because the entire thing is made of, like, tires.
It's tires. So his black rubber slicker will blend in with the tires.
Well, that did not look good. Yeah.
I like he's murdering her. And, like,
being around Tony? Yeah.
So he's murdering her while the parade's going on. And I guess no one ever just looks to the left in this universe. Because he's just right.
He's right there.
Everyone in this town just has no peripheral vision.
How many movies do we watch where the movie could be solved by simple peripheral vision?
Just
you know?
Looking.
Yeah. Is everyone in the town have the Val Kilmer bat cowl on? Like, yeah.
So Julie goes to Ray at the docks. Mm. She's like, I think I know what happened. I looked into it. Susie Willis had a dad named Ben Willis. And I think he killed David that night. And now we hit him and he's coming after us. He's like, oh, that's fascinating. Come on my boat. And she sees the boat says Billy Blue.
Oh, my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's the killer.
Even though what she just said, according to her logic, he wouldn't be the killer. Yeah.
And we're also way too late in this movie structurally for that twist to have any impact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't make it it's bad writing. It's bad writing.
Because now it's just like, I got to get this done in a couple minutes. So we're just going to fumble towards the end credits.
So he's like chasing her and trying to explain. And then an old man knocks him out and says, go into my boat to be safe.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's the killer. And that's when I realized, like, oh, this is Friday 13th part one.
Yeah. Oh, and his boat just so happens to be the TARDIS. Because it's fucking
way
massive
on the
inside. There's just all these fucking rooms.
How many boats have you spent time on?
A lot. Ryan and I were on the boat last summer.
Yeah, but you haven't been on big, like, cargo ships
for
fishing.
But it doesn't matter. I've been on fishing boats. But, like, this room, it just keeps having... It's like the fucking boat from Jason Takes Manhattan on the inside. But on the outside, it's like fucking Tuggy from the South Park episode with Russell Crowe.
So, this reminds me of Friday the 13th. The first one. The first Friday the 13th, they're giving you, but which by the way, we reviewed, check out that episode.
Go watch that.
They're giving you like, oh, red herrings. Like, is this person the killer? And then the end of the movie, it's like, oh, here's an old lady that hasn't been in the movie. They're the killer.
Yeah.
This one, they set up a little bit more, but they're like, oh, by the way, this old guy, he's the killer. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, why were you trying to get me to both and movies? I'm like, what was the point of setting up fake killers?
His like master plan is just in the first room she goes in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot more interesting because the only scene in this movie that feels like a slasher movie is the ice with all the bodies in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If she was in a room down below in the 13 levels that this fucking boat has.
Yeah.
And then she's in there and then she's like sees all the stuff and then she falls into the ice and you're like, okay, now it feels like a slasher movie. And now we're building the tension because you realize it's not another miscommunication.
Yeah.
He's actually the killer. But instead it's just like, oh no, look, these are all these pictures of me and my friends. Hey, you're a slasher killer, but you're also an amazing photographer. And I'd like to hire you for my wedding if I survive.
I didn't see a photo lab in his boat, did you? That might have been one of the 10,000 rooms in his tiny boat.
Well, in 1997, you could still take it to like pharmacies to get it developed and stuff like that.
That means that day, because he has pictures from that day. Unless, so he killed Sarah Michelle Gellar and then went to the 1 hour photo.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's in cahoots with Robin Williams in 1 hour photo.
And he got like a big, like 8x10. Yeah. Like, he didn't even do like a little picture. But he had a Polaroid earlier in the movie. I thought that was bizarre.
Again, this movie's not very good.
It is not.
I love it.
I know.
So it's your famous cat mouse. Freddie Prinze Jr. gets a tiny boat to jump to the big boat. Chasing her around. He's fighting Freddie Prinze. But you're right, they find the bodies in the ice.
Which is cool. I like that.
I guess that was kind of cool.
It felt like an 80s slasher movie. Yeah. You know?
But I did like when he's like,
kids like you should be out having fun. Drinking. Partying. Running people over. Getting away with murder. Things like that.
Yeah. I'm going to say that this year too, like when our interns are doing stuff here.
I do like his name, like Muse Wilson, I think is his name. Mm-hmm. I thought he has an intimidating look. I think he's mostly a stunt man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, chasing around, typical slasher stuff. They
she
eventually
goes through the 64 rooms on the boat, you know.
And then eventually he gets his hand caught in the rope. And then it goes through the pulley system and it gets cut off.
Of course.
And then he's screaming on his way down to the water, but somehow in the 1 second between screaming and hitting the water, he inhaled enough oxygen to stay underwater while also bleeding out.
He went to the Joker school of surviving shit.
He stays down there for so long. Yeah. I'm like, is this guy like an Olympic swim? Like, what the fuck?
What if What's we find out on? He has gills? Like,
well, wait till I tell you about one of the sequels.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, Ray confesses to Julie. He's like, yeah, it was me who met Missy. Mm-hmm. I felt bad about everything. And then when you came back, I wanted to be with you. I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner. Because Ray really doesn't get, he's like, I got a letter.
Yeah.
And they're like, even Barry calls back, like, she gets her hair cut off. Like, you got a letter? I'm like, so now it's like, oh yeah, what was the fisherman waiting to do to Ray?
He's like, hey, Freddie Prinze's dad committed suicide.
Yeah.
Let's be nice to him.
In the book.
Mm-hmm.
The killer was never going to kill Ray.
Really?
He wanted to kill Julie because he knew that living in a world without Julie would be a living hell for Ray. a woman wrote that one. So I like they learn nothing from this.
When the
they
cops,
learn nothing.
The cops pull the thing up and it's just the hand. And I said, oh, he's a fisherman. It's sequel bait.
Yeah
exactly. Oh, God.
So the cop goes,
you don't want to come back again, do you? At least not for me.
The cop goes, do you have any idea why this man would want to kill you? And they're like, nope.
No.
We didn't learn anything.
The whole movie was about how you had to learn to take accountability. Yeah,
exactly. Nope. They went, isn't it awesome being attractive and white? And then they did a high five and the credits rolled. I thought that was a very bold and interesting choice.
The movie ends 1 year later.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie,
oh, this is even worse than my idea that I just gave you.
Well, this was one of the, like I said, the other ending, the original ending for this was she gets the letter. That's the pool party.
Mm-hmm.
And then she opens up her email and the email says, I still know what you did last summer. But that's what they used for the teaser for the second movie. Mm-hmm. So this one, she's walking around in just a towel. Already better ending. she's walking around, gets the letter, just a pool party. And she's on the phone with Ray and she's like, in 2 weeks, you'll be able to ravage me. And then I got sad because Jennifer Love Hewitt will never say those words to me.
What if you like pay her on Cameo to say it?
It's not the same.
That's a good
it's not
idea.
The same. Yeah. It's not the
same. You think we could do that for his birthday this year?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I got sad at that part.
Yeah.
But she goes back in the shower, and the killer wrote, "I still know."
He has beautiful...
He has really good penmanship.
Yeah, it's like Gabe could be the killer.
Our fan, yeah. Gabe. And then the killer jumps through the window, and the movie ends.
Which makes no sense, because what the fuck is behind that mirror?
Right.
That's a good question.
Like, they're at a dorm, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Dorm bathrooms are gross, yes. and it's like, what is this room there's behind the mirror?
It's answered in the sequel.
Oh.
You find out she has PTSD and she has nightmares of being killed
so that
by the fisherman over and over again. Yeah. I think it might have been a scene in the movie or one of the teasers where like the therapist like puts her in front of the mirror and's like, just say there's no one going to come after you. And then the guy breaks into the therapy room.
Poltergeist 3 kind of, you know. Mm-hmm.
So that was the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a better slasher than some of the other Scream ripoffs at the time. Come on, Valentine.
Valentine had a cool poster.
Okay, well, that's not the, the fuck. It's better than Scream 3.
Yeah.
Please, the weakest one. I don't think it's that.
No, I liked
bad.
It. I mean, I remember seeing it when I was a kid, and I liked it. And you know, just watching it this week, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, too. I still have nostalgia like for it.
Yeah.
You don't.
It reminds
me. You're
of
allowed
the
90s. To be negative.
I am. I'm very negative. Good old negative nuke.
However, I do feel a little guilty now after learning about the author and how they completely.
But again.
But if you don't know that, it's fun time.
And she cashed the check.
She cashed the check.
She did, so you can't feel that bad.
Now the sequel.
Okay.
Very briefly. I don't like, as much as I loved Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did watch it a bunch of times. Yeah. I still know what you did last summer. It's not that good.
Brandy and Jack Black are in it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're pretty terrible. Mm-hmm. And then. The fisherman Ben Willis had a son the whole time.
Yep.
And then he dies again. Him and his son die again. And then I haven't seen it, but I've seen reviews and spoilers of it. They did I'll always know what you did last summer.
Jesus.
And it's Donald Shanks, the Native American guy who played Michael Myers in part five. He's the fisherman now.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't remember what the story is, but it's like a new set of kids being killed by the fisherman. But it's like, okay, well, the fisherman died in the previous one. So who do you think the killer is in this one?
Mm.
It's Ben Willis, but now he's a zombie.
Okay, oh, I was thinking an undead fisherman killer could be cool.
Yes, but that's a weird thing to introduce in the third movie.
But not with gills.
Not with gills.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
maybe, you know what? It is kind of Jason. Jason started off as just a regular dude.
They find out that he was adopted and his name was Ben Willis by his adopted parents. When they look into it, his birth name was Gil. Like Robin in The Dark Knight Rises. That was a distance to go for that joke, but I was already committed, so I thought I'm going to keep going.
But anyway, that was I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Hopefully you'll create a lot of memories this summer, unlike last summer where you were probably just inside a lot.
We all know what you did last summer.
Yeah.
Last summer, you and I started making this show what it is now.
Right, because my more popular show got canceled, so I had to do something.
Oh, no.
I don't have James, Justin, and Kieran anymore, but I have Newt.
And Trisha occasionally.
And Trisha occasionally.
Who will hopefully be in more videos if she doesn't move to... Paraguay Anywhere. Or something.
Paraguay. I heard it's lovely this time of year.
Probably.
Anyway, thank you for watching. Please check us out on Patreon. Listen to the podcast feed if you don't have time to watch these episodes. You can just listen to our lovely voices, but without having to look at us.
Yeah.
Leave us a voicemail. Call us. Our lines are open. And hopefully we'll get that voicemail thing figured out
soon.
Our
yeah.
podcast setup broke when we tried to listen to your guys' voicemail. So we will add that shortly. And yeah, goodbye.
Collecting for the Unlucky Fishermen's Association.
Sorry, dude. I gave it the pier.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page. Talking about tapes.